As duly recognised, and we hope that is something that we will not have to talk about in our next interaction with CEDAW, but we hope it's something that you have clearly understood. Thank you very much, says the Chair, for these additional elements, which have shed a great deal of light on the current status of women and their representation in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Now, as I said earlier, before we had some additional points that were made on this whole cluster of representation, we now must move on to the next cluster, which is to do with prevention and response to all this conflict-related sexual violence, and to do it via an intersectional lens, covering issues such as climate change, famine, the proliferation of small arms and light weapons, mining activities, and the whole extraterritorial element that I think was already touched upon in one of the follow-up questions that was asked this morning. But I will give the floor to our colleague who asked the questions under this cluster to expound further, and that is Ms. Rangita da Silva de Alves, who has